You're listening to SBS News.
We want justice!
At a demonstration staged by Melbourne's Burmese community, a chilling sense of deja vu. Some here were involved in Myanmar's 1988 pro-democracy movement. Three decades later, they're waging the same fight, only today from the steps of Victoria's Parliament. With their homeland back under military rule and fears the army could stay in power for decades, the crowd demanded the Australian government take action.
This is very shocking for the Burmese people, and we will not stop demanding to crack down this military.
Dr. Minh Chu fled Myanmar in 1988 after the military regime issued a warrant for his arrest for taking part in the pro-democracy uprising. Memories of the life he left behind, he says, came flooding back yesterday when he learnt of the coup.
I couldn't sleep last night because I was thinking about my experiences back home, and I'm worried about the plight of the Burmese people.
Dr. Chu is urging the Australian government to take tough measures against military generals.
Financial sanctions, economic sanctions, and travel restrictions.
Australia has already imposed sanctions and travel bans on five Myanmar soldiers accused of overseeing the 2017 crackdown on the country's Rohingya Muslim minority. Manny Mung, a Myanmar researcher with Human Rights Watch, says sanctions should be broadened to include the military chief and others involved in orchestrating the coup.
Making sure that they're sanctioning and targeted sanctioning the people who are responsible, and that includes Senior Commander-in-Chief Minh Aung.
Speaking in the Senate today, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne made no mention of fresh sanctions. However, she stressed the government is in talks with ASEAN Chair Brunei and other regional allies, as well as the US.
We are in close contact with other countries, including through our embassy in Yangon, to discuss these developments and our respective responses.
Former Ambassador to Myanmar Christopher Lam agrees the government should be working with ASEAN countries rather than rushing to impose sanctions.
Understand what they think about the situation and how they can work, how Australia can work with them or can help them understand what they might do and do something together with those countries.
Australia's Burmese community is vowing not to back down on their demands. Further protests are planned for Sydney on Wednesday. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.